When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everybody, to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. It is today, check your calendars, it's March 15th, otherwise known as the Ides of March. And I invite the Russian oligarchs in Putin's inner circle to celebrate the day in whatever way seems most appropriate. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Just take a stab at it. Putin's war has been brutal and monstrous for Ukraine, but it's also not going so great for Russia. Almost all of the Russian advances in Ukraine remain stalled. In fact, U.S. intelligence... Actually, yes, I agree. Why not? Let us celebrate while we can. In fact, U.S. intelligence actually intercepted the latest progress report from the Russian military, and the invasion is buffering. It's a buffering. Tough signal. Tough to get a signal out there. The Russians are bogged down pretty much everywhere, including the infamous convoy north of Kyiv, which did not appreciably progress over the weekend. Oh, that's got to make traffic hell. It is I, Chopper Yevgeny, in the backwards ones. Tanks are bumper to cannon on road to Kyiv. Drivers are encouraged to surrender. Now for weather, we go to cloudy Olek with a 5-day gray cast. Did that sound like anything? Did that sound like Chopper?
They come like this. Hey!
I like it. You got it. Russia's military failures have inspired hope for peace within the Ukrainian government. One advisor to Zelensky says the war could be over by May, just in time for summer. And Zelensky's body is beach ready, baby. That, by the way, the surprising thing is that's not a Photoshop. And I'm not surprised a president looks like that. I'm surprised a comedian looks like that. I find it offensive. Frankly, I find it offensive. One of the more brutal tactics Russia has employed in Ukraine is abducting at least two mayors to install pro-Russian replacements. But that doesn't scare Kyiv mayor and former boxer Vitaly Klitschko.
What are you going to do if the Russians try to kidnap you?
I am ready to fight. It will be not easy to do that.
Damn straight. That guy. You know who he was?
Heavyweight.
That guy was the heavyweight champion of the world. You're not going to bring him in. Plus, mayors have all those giant scissors for cutting ribbons. There isn't a prison door that can hold him. We're going. Follow me. In fact, there hasn't been a mayor this tough since former UFC champ Roger McCheese. One town whose mayor has been replaced by a pro-Russian puppet is Melitopol. And the new not-really mayor there told residents that Russian state television channels would now be broadcast in Melitopol so people could get accurate information. Yes, they'll be treated to accurate Russian stories like, despite how you feel, you are happy. And they can watch the popular Russian state children's program, Peppa Potato. We all know her catchphrase. Say it with me.
It's potato.
The world... Everybody knows it. It's a hot. Everybody loves that one.
Everybody knows it.
The world continues to rally around Ukraine. Today, leaders from Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia traveled to Kyiv to express solidarity. Wow, that is super brave. Probably not the easiest trip to pack for, though. Honey, which shirt do you think goes best with my black flak jacket? Also, do we have any travel-size Molotov cocktails? They have to be less than 3 ounces. Now, of course, Because of the conflict, the leaders couldn't fly. Instead, they set out for Kyiv by train. Wow. The trains are still running there? European train service is so much better than ours. The only war zone you see on Amtrak is the bathroom. Yeah, even members of the Russian state media are beginning to side against the war. Check out what happened yesterday on Russian state TV news.
Премьер подчеркнул, надо усилить сотрудничество в рамках союзного государства, а на совещании в правительстве обсуждали, как сохранить.
That is incredibly brave and inspiring. Good for her. That's not
easy. That's right.
That's not an easy choice. I haven't seen anyone stand up to a lying autocrat like that since Tucker Carlson was protested by the green M&M. Now, the woman stands strong. Now, the woman in Russia was Marina Ovsyannikova, and her sign said, no war, and then in Russian, don't believe the propaganda, they're lying to you here. That is a fantastic sign and a brave statement.
Yeah, it's the right sign.
You can't, who does that? Mm-hmm. I only have one bone to pick. They're lying to you here is already the motto of crypto.com. Now, Ovsyannikova is an editor and a producer on Russian state TV. Oh, trust me, as someone who works on TV, you do not want to piss off the editors. They're the ones who fix all the mistakes you make during tapings. Or so I have heard. The anti-war message Marina Ovsyannikova put on her poster is so illegal in Russia that when a local newspaper reported on the story, they had to blur everything except the line, don't believe the propaganda. So they can't say war. What are they telling people the story is about? Was the headline, non-protester learns to spell propaganda? After her brave protest, Ovsyannikova wasn't seen for hours, and people were worried. Thankfully, this morning, her lawyer shared a photo of her in court. And according to the Washington Post, the Kremlin isn't looking to punish her and dismiss her actions as hooliganism, and said the television channel, not the Kremlin, was dealing with this, which isn't great either. Remember, the television channel can transfer her to a different show, like the Russian equivalent of Shark Tank, which is a tank of sharks. Ovsyannikova was found guilty of organizing an illegal protest and fined 30,000 rubles, to which she said, oh, thank God, I thought you were going to ask for money. For courage. Her courage has been admired all around the world, including by Ukrainian President Zelensky, who thanked her during an address to his people last night.
I am grateful to those Russians who do not stop trying to convey the truth. And personally to the woman who entered the studio of Channel One with a poster against the war. To those who are not afraid to protest. As long as your country has not completely closed itself off from the whole world, turning into a very large North Korea, you must fight.
He's right. Russia is becoming so isolated, it's about to be a new North Korea. Before you know it, Vladimir Putin will be Vladimir Putin. See? It's not a bad look. It's not a bad look. No. The repercussions of Putin's war have even reached space, because U.S. astronaut Mark Vandehye, who has just set a new record by living in the ISS for almost a year, will now be riding a Russian capsule home in the midst of deepening tensions between our countries. That is going to be an awkward ride. Hey, how about that lack of weather we have up here in space? Seen any good movies lately? I was just watching The Hunt for Red October. Oh. All right, let's play a game. Let's play a game. I spy with my... No, I'm not a spy. I'm not a spy. Vandehye has reason to be nervous. Russia's space agency hasn't exactly been chill since the war started. They are led by Russian hardliner and winterized ham hock, Dmitry Rogozin. Rogozin recently posted a series of threatening tweets about how, without Russia, the ISS could come crashing down on the U.S., Europe, India, or China. Well, that's most of the continents. That's not a very precise evil plan. Everything is in place to blow up the hospital, Batman. Or the fire department. Or the IHOP off I-95. Or my house. Spider doing push-ups on a mirror. That wasn't Rogozin's only threat. In response to American sanctions, he announced Russia would stop the sale of rockets to the U.S., saying, let them fly on something else. They're broomsticks. They don't have broomsticks on the ISS. All they have is a vacuum, and they have to poop into it. Joke's based on a true story. Enter billionaire Tesla founder Elon Musk, seen here asking you to guess if the next thing he does will be cool or embarrassing. Musk is also the owner of SpaceX, and at last week's rocket launch, Musk's team hit back at the Ruskies, saying, time to let the American broomstick fly. Take that, Russia! We don't need you. We just need help from a wackadoo billionaire who shoots sports cars into high orbit and thinks imaginary dog money should live in the cloud. Of course. Yes. Clean that up. Of course, it being Elon Musk, he immediately had to get the do all wacky, tweeting, I hereby challenge Vladimir Putin to single combat. Stakes are Ukraine. Come on, Elon. You might be the richest man who ever lived, but you can't go challenging evil dictators to fistfights. You're a father now. You have to think of your kids. I want to say, little Skrillex and his sister, Control-Alt-Delete. We got a great show for you tonight.
Up next, marriage in the metaverse.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
John, today, a real delight. Just a treasure of a woman is my first guest tonight. Anne Hathaway is going to be out here.
Great.
Now, folks, spring is right around the corner, and that means it's wedding season. Because of the pandemic for the past 2 years, some couples have made do with Zoom ceremonies. But now, nuptials are taking a big leap into the future as folks are getting married in the metaverse, where the couple and guests download software, create avatars, and then attend a virtual ceremony to watch the marriage of, looks like Jeff Bezos and, I want to say, the mom from their Fisher-Price set. The girl from Midsommar, or something like that. According to experts, the metaverse will offer almost boundless possibilities to couples, with one wedding planner saying flowers might come out of the ground as you're walking into the space. Flowers always come out of the ground. You can make anything happen in the metaverse. Come on, put the whole ceremony in space and have the groom present the wedding bouquet like this.
Oh, God!
See? That's memorable. We'll remember. That's memorable. One Florida couple who got meta-married enjoyed how much they could customize their ceremony, saying, the avatars can dance. The avatars can run. Yeah, it's so real. The avatars can dance. The avatars can run. The avatars can stumble onto the maid of honor doing lines in the DJ's Mazda. The bride was particularly thrilled that your avatar can actually be an improvement in some ways, saying having major life experiences as an avatar is fascinating because you bring your best self into the mix. That's so romantic. Reminds me of that passage from Corinthians. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not having to see your actual face. And the meta wedding trend is actually taking off across the globe because one couple just held India's first metaverse marriage and invited 2,000 people to a virtual reception. 2,000! So for India, a small wedding. All in all, this sounds like a positive development where people get to gather with their loved ones no matter the distance. Here to explain it is my writer and resident tech wizard, Pratima Mani. Pratima? Pratima Mani, everybody. To the left. To the left. Up one step.
Hey.
Up another step. One more step.
Give me a second, Steve.
Okay. Chairs to your left. Chairs to your left. Keep going. A little more. Don't. You're pawing like a kitty cat. Okay, sit down. Back it up. Back it up. Pratima, are you attending a metaverse wedding right now?
Yes. An Indian meta wedding. Save me, Steve. It doesn't end. Now that the metaverse exists, there's no excuse for me not to attend all weddings. And Indian people have a lot of weddings. It's like our Wordle. You get one a day, and if you don't make it, you're shamed by all your loved ones.
So let me get this straight, Padma. So you're chatting with me and with your friends and family?
No, of course not. I can't find my friends and family. There's 7,000 people here, and they're all old. It's like Coachella, but everyone's tripping on Lipitor. Get back!
What?
Get back!
Hold on. What are you doing now?
I'm facing down the final boss.
What are you talking? Have you switched to playing a video game?
No, it's my grandma asking me why I'm still single. Get back, fiend!
Our resident tech wizard, Pratima Money, everybody.
Coming up, Anne Hathaway.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, my first guest this evening is an Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actress you know from The Devil Wears Prada, Les Miserables, and Ocean's 8. She now stars in a new series about the rise and fall of WeWork called We Crashed. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Anne Hathaway! Welcome back.
Thank you. Sorry, this is my first live audience.
Oh, yeah.
Wow!
Makes a difference, doesn't it?
Nice.
Welcome
it's
back
really
to that,
nice.
Too.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
It's been 3 years since we talked to each other. It's been a busy, strange ride these last 3 years. But you had wonderful news in those 3 years. Tell the people what you worked on.
A baby.
Yeah.
I have two now.
Two. Excellent.
And actually, the last time I was here, I was secretly pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah.
Secretly from you two, or just secretly
from the rest
of us?
No, a secret from me, and unfortunately, a secret from my stylist, which is why I split my pants.
You split your pants the last time you were here?
I split my pants.
Did I know this?
I mentioned it.
You did, okay.
My poor stylist did not know what was going on, because that was the second thing I split that day.
Oh.
I finished the Today Show, got in the car, and was like, oh no, oh dear. And then I split my pants on the way here, and then I split a zipper on my way to the premiere in L.A.
That's one of the first signs. You don't need the little test.
No. Oh, dear.
Stay
put.
Your new project is We Crashed.
Yes.
Okay, which we'll get to in just a moment. But We Crashed just premiered at South by Southwest,
yes.
Which I've always wanted to go to. I've always wanted to go to Austin. We were supposed to bring a project down there a week after COVID shut down.
Let it out. Come on. Let it out, Austin.
Had you spent much time there before? Because I want to, like, hit the food trucks. I want to hit the barbecue.
Yes. I've never been there before. The food is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and we were really good. Every minute we weren't promoting, we were eating.
Yeah.
And so the first night we went to Justine's, which is a great French restaurant. Second one was next to Taqueria. Mm-hmm. And then our way to the airport, we stopped by Dai Due. Mm-hmm. And, oh, my God. Sorry, guys, the biscuit. It was a world-class biscuit. It was the best donut I have ever had, ever.
Wow.
And next to Taqueria, the entire meal was phenomenal, and the desserts were just chef's kiss. I love dessert.
Are you a good dessert orderer?
No, I'm great.
You're a great dessert orderer.
I am not an innately confident person, so please understand how significant it is when I say I crush ordering dessert.
Give me an example. Give me a for instance.
Okay. So you know how they say you have to put in 10,000 hours?
Yeah.
But in
like
order to
get,
be great
to
at something.
Yeah,
I have blown past that. I have put in so many hours at dessert. And recently, I was at a dinner party, which in and of itself was pretty cool, just given everything that's happened in the last few years.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there next to this woman, and you know when, like, your friend vibing with someone, it's a new person?
Yeah.
And just like, well, she, I don't know, we were just having a great time talking, and she turned to me as the desserts were brought out, and it was a piece of cake with some gelato on top, and it was set in a sauce. And she looked at it, and she said, do you think it's caramel or apple? And I stared at it, and I said, pear. I was right.
It was a pear sauce?
It was a pear sauce.
Now, you star as Rebecca Newman, who is the wife of the co-founder of WeWork.
Mm-hmm.
And explain to the people who perhaps did not use WeWork what WeWork was, because some people may not know.
I didn't know. I didn't know anything about WeWork until they sent the pilot to me. And WeWork was a shared co-working space that at a certain point tried to transition into becoming a tech company, at which point it was a successful shared co-working space. And when it tried to pivot into tech, it was infused with $4.4 billion of cash.
$4.4 billion.
Billion dollars.
That's some long green.
Raised its valuation to $47 billion.
It was valued, market valuation of $47
billion. $47 billion. And then on the evening of its IPO, going public, the CEO, Adam Neumann, was ousted and the shares plummeted to $8 billion.
Still a lot of money, but that's a big loss.
It was a big loss.
And that's the crash.
And that's the crash.
Well, what role did Rebecca play in this?
Well, I think you could say that none of it would have happened without her. I don't think Adam would have been able to channel his energy into a career and into a vision without her. So I think you could say she was one of the co-founders of WeWork.
Okay. We have a clip here. Can you tell me?
So our story follows the Newmans over 10 years, and this is like around year 10 where Rebecca, who lives in a very nice apartment, is speaking to a contractor about how her kitchen is claustrophobic.
Jim. It's the feng shui. It's just, it's off.
Totally off.
You know, you walk in and you just feel claustrophobic.
Absolutely.
So I just want to go up, blow it out. Finally got something to breathe.
First thing I thought when I walked in, open it up.
That's what it needs. It needs just...
Rise and grind! Rise and grind! Yes!
Feel free to look around. I imagine you need measurements, et cetera. But... yes, my love.
I'll meet you in the car.
Okay, you sure you're ready?
Yes, of course. Onward!
My love, you're not wearing a shirt.
Now that, for the people who don't know, that Adam Neumann there is being played by Jared Leto.
Yes.
And I understand that you hadn't met him out of character until fairly recently.
This weekend? This weekend at South By.
So there was no point where he was out of character when you were around him?
No, I mean, we Zoomed before we started, but I kind of think he was Paolo Gucci.
Did he sound like Geppetto?
He was not doing an accent, but just once I saw, when I saw House of Gucci, I kind of saw the look in the eyes, and
sure.
That was that. It was actually really funny because, you know, I really respect Jared's process, and I had a wonderful time working with whoever that was. And and we really created the most beautiful connection between us, and I always wanted to be really respectful, but the day the House of Gucci trailer came out, I mean... I had to do something. I couldn't just let it be. So
you were shooting when it came out.
So we were shooting when it came out. We've been working together for like 3 or 4 months, and
that's a long time to be with somebody professionally and never seeing them out of character. I mean, I've never worked with somebody method before.
We shot for 6, so that was only the midway point. And so the House of Gucci trailer came out, and we shot like a really intense scene all day. And at the very end, he would call me Rivka, and I would call him Motek, and that's how we got around the name thing. And he was like, okay, Rivka, have a good night. And I said, good night. Oh, just, Motek, just one more thing. And he's like, yeah. And I go, father, son, House of Gucci. Because you have to.
Sure, of course.
Because you have to.
Sure, yeah, there are
and
laws.
I thought maybe, like, I didn't know what would happen because he's so intense in his commitment to his process.
Yes.
But I swear to God, he split into 3. Like... Like, and I, like, it was like a horcrux. It was like, it was like over here was Jared, here was Paolo Gucci, and here was Adam Newman. And he kind of, like, I don't think he did this, but in my memory, he was like, wah. And then he, like, came back in, and I just, like, I was like, oh, dear. And he was like, whoa, I think I just time traveled.
We have to take a quick break, but stick around. When we come back, I'll ask Annie how she gets into character.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Hey, everybody, we're back here with the star of the new series, We Crashed, Anne Hathaway. Now, do you dabble in the method? Did you method at all with this?
No, I don't know. I kind of do. I kind of do, but I have kids, so.
So you want to be mom when you can't when you come home.
Yeah. I mean, my kids love me, and I'm sure on some level care about what I do, but also like just want their mom. So.
How old are they?
They're 5 and 2.
They don't care about what you do.
You're so right. They absolutely
they care
do
at all.
Not.
Where are the Cheez-Its?
and so I don't really go as immersive as I did before I had kids.
Sure.
But I did get very into yoga, and I actually really want to thank my teacher, Nikki Bach, who worked with me every single day getting ready to play Rebecca. And Rebecca's a very passionate vegan.
The character.
Got kind of into that. Yeah.
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 Did you veganed, pure veganed?
I did. For a time, and it like did
like what
thing.
Level? What level of like did you eat
I
honey?
I was a raw vegan.
That's commitment.
They respect
that's
that.
Commitment.
And it
I
was
mean,
that
just
thing,
the
like,
roughage alone is worth the trip.
I'm not commenting on national TV.
Sure, nature's broom. Anyway.
So I became a raw vegan, and I did that thing that I don't know if you guys have ever gone vegan, but I did that thing that you do. And by the way, it's great, and we should all do as much as we can to eat as many vegetables as we can for the environment. We all know that, I hope, at this point. But I hit this point. Thank you. I gotta tell you, though, I did eat antelope in Texas this weekend. So it's, you know, we're all people.
They had it coming.
It's a mixed bag.
Those antelope had it coming. Were the deer and the antelope... Play. They shouldn't be playing. Get back to work,
I
antelope.
I know. How dare they play?
So, go ahead.
So I was. I'm this raw vegan, and I did that thing where you're like, "This is it. I'm so deep in my character. I'm like, I'm just. I think I'm a vegan now. Like, I think this is it. I've done it before. I know I've done it before, and I know it's never stuck.
It makes
but
sense
I think
while you're doing
this
it,
is
sure.
the time that I'm doing it. And my husband, who we have been together for 14 years, and he knows me so well, and he just went, "Oh, wonderful." And then 3 weeks later, when I was like. I need a burger. He was like, okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there you go. That was my method.
We're going to see you shortly in another project called Armageddon Time. It's a movie with an actor who I've had the privilege of interviewing. And I'm just curious, what's it like to do scenes with Anthony Hopkins? Because what an extraordinary privilege to work
actual
with this guy.
Actual heaven.
Yeah, yeah.
Actual heaven, the
mm-hmm.
greatest, he's the dreamiest. I loved him before I met him, I love him even more afterwards. You know, I James Gray is the director of this movie, who's a wonderful director, and just I just love him to bits. And I would like write to him about my character and what do you think about this? And then I was like, what would you think if like in this one scene, Tony and I dance. And then he was like, oh, because of the character, this, and I'm like, no, I just want the memory of dancing with Anthony Hopkins, please, please. And Tony said yes, and I got to dance with him.
Oh, that's lovely.
It was so great, you guys. It was so great.
Well, Annie, it was lovely to see you. Thank
I'm
you so,
so
much for being here
you.
Again.
Thank you.
We Crashed premieres this Friday on Apple TV+. It's Anne Hathaway, everybody.
Up next, Davine Joy Randolph. Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
My next guest is an actor and singer you know from High Fidelity and Dolomite Is My Name. She now stars in The Lost City. Please welcome to The Late Show, Davine Joy Randolph. Now, I got a chance to speak with your co-star, Sandra Bullock, about this movie, The Lost City. Yeah. She seems lovely. Is that an actor, or is she actually a nice person?
No, that's a good question, right?
Because it is, isn't some it? Because you don't know show
Hollywood,
business.
Hollywood, I'm nice. But
right.
She actually is.
She is.
She's very nice, mm-hmm. very caring. I don't know if she would admit this, but there were so many positions of leadership, like department heads of this or that, and she had them all filled as females in those positions. So that's rare.
Because she's also a producer. She's
right.
also a producer on this
so
movie,
as a
too.
Producer, you know, head of sound, female, it was just, it was phenomenal. Even products, like my character rocks Away Luggage. Mm-hmm. And she was like, let's do that company because it's female owned and that's important. And I was like, wow.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, the film. The film is really funny and really fun and really silly and, as I said to her, really stupid, which is a compliment coming from a comedian, but she didn't
yes.
think it was. She didn't think it was.
That's okay. She
doesn't
know
understand.
Later.
Okay, but now, and really beautiful. The location is extraordinary, and as I was watching, I was like, is this the Thailand? Where are we? Are we in Tahiti? It's in the Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic. I hope there's more tourism now because, I mean, they already get tons, but Buku, because it's beautiful and you don't... I mean, I've been to the Dominican, but it's never been like that. And so that's when I was like, ooh. And so I don't think this is giving away, but the last shot of the movie, mm-hmm. we're like all chilling out on a beach, and that was literally like our backyard because we were like in this bubble. And so we took over this resort and we're living like casitas. Mm. And my house was next to Brad Pitt's house.
Work in the shades.
I did. Right? I'm not even gonna lie, because I was like, oh, maybe he might be doing yoga on the deck.
Did that ever happen?
No, I let set my alarm, and I was like, 4 o'clock. Nope. 5 a.m. No. Yeah, he has really good security. Really good.
We have a clip here. Can you tell us what's happening in this clip? Do you know what's going on?
So this clip, I think if it's the one they showed me. It is, my character is like on this voyage to find Sandra's character. I'm lost in the jungle, mm-hmm. figuring it out.
You're her editor, right?
Yeah, I'm her publicist, best friend, manager, life coach, the whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, as it.
So you're the one who has to call and say, where is the book?
Yes, exactly. And so she's lost. Channing's character, I don't trust that he can get the job done. So a woman's gonna do what she has to do.
Jim.
I couldn't help but overhear you say that you like a steak.
What?
I also like a steak. Would you like to maybe, I don't know, maybe there's
No, lives are at stake. I need to go to the island tonight.
Ah.
Yes.
Even more serious.
Extremely.
Well, I believe that I may be able to assist you. I have a cargo plane.
I'm about to ask you something. You better tell me the truth. Have you ever murdered anyone before?
No.
I don't know if I really buy it, but let me tell you something. If you ever think about murdering me, I promise I will murder you first.
My pleasure.
You are weird. Let's go.
Now, so you are there to rescue her. Are you good in a crisis yourself? Like, could you handle that?
I'm a fighter. You know, they say like fight or flight, I fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you know how sometimes malls, there's like the center mall and then the outside is like big, like fancier restaurants, right? So I'm this like dim sum place. Now, this is where I knew I messed up because I am plant-based and my friend was like, oh, let's go to dim sum place. And I was like, but there's pork. And she was like, oh, it's okay. That's where it started. And so,
this whole story is karma for you being someplace where they serve pork.
Yeah, should have stayed plant-based.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I am sitting in the booth. My back is to the door, and she's obviously sitting in front of me. It's just the two of us. And I look at her and I just see her eyes get big. And I turn around and I see all, it looked like people were just rushing in. So I was like, my mind was going, oh, this is a flash mob. But like, cause why are people rushing to, you know what I mean? And like people making noise, it wasn't like screams yet. So I was like, oh, and like moving in. So I was like, that's crazy. Like we haven't seen a flash mob in a while.
Like are they all singing and dancing and
stuff? I was waiting for the singing and dancing part. That part never came.
Yes.
Then you hear bang, 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 and I'm like, oh, that's a gun. So this is like my brain slowed down, right? Literally, it just went like this. Saw my friend, eyes are really big. I turn around to see what it is. I turn back, she's gone. Hear bang, bang, I say, it's going down. So I go where my seat was. It was like swinging doors, and the swinging doors were to the kitchen. My brain just took over. So people were trying to rush to the nearest exit, but it's packing up because it's just one small exit. I said, nah, I'm gonna fight this. So I go into the kitchen because I'm like dim sum. They also serve sushi. They've got knives. So, yeah. Yeah. So. It's like, remember Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah, I remember him.
And you know how it like slows down, it's like, and it's like, dun, 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 right? So I walk in there and I'm like, dun, 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 knives, dun, 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 knives, dun, dun, knives. And I was like, shing. So then I get the knives. So I have these knives in my hand, multiple, like two or three in my hand, like Wolverine-ing it, right?
Sure, sure.
So I'm like this, standing here, like, whew. So then you can hear people like what's left of them scurrying and stuff like that. So then some wait staff start coming in and they just see me in the corner like, huh. I think there was something about what I was giving off that they felt safe. And so they then came behind me. So I was like a human shield for them, right? So I'm there, then this other guy with really long hair runs in and he's like, so I'm on this side, he's on that side. So I can see him, but it's like that hall, you know what I mean? Cause it's like those Western doors. Huh? And so he looks at me, true story, and he mouths, I'm ex-Marines. And I said, oh, we good. Because between me and him, we're good.
I want to see that movie. I want to see that movie,
yeah,
too.
It's a good movie.
Brad Pitt plays the ex-Marine. Brad, for that one, yeah. And it's all, the first half hour is just him doing yoga.
And me looking through the shade.
Devine, thank you so much for being here.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
CBS Sunday, after The Equalizer.
You collect rewards, right?
This is how I make my living.
It's the season finale.
Everyone's looking for something.
Of Tracker.
You strong swimmer?
So-so.
So-so. So-so's okay.
Justin Hartley stars.
How you survive, you make quick, smart decisions. If you never let panic take the wheel.
Sounds cool.
It is cool, actually. Very cool.
Tracker, CBS season finale Sunday after The Equalizer on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.